life, Charles. Not at all, Francis. Any time. After a crippling night on the sofa, bent like a paperclip, I limped round to the Café Cassia for a spot of Polish TLC.
There you go, Charles. One full Gdansk breakfast.
Ah, so, what have we got here?
Is fat with bacon bits on bed of bread with buckwheat groats on side.
Delicious.
I've been praying for your safe return. All other customers have gone low bloody glycemic. Oh, when you finish, I bring cheesecake on the house.
Hello, Morris.
Was that be Charles Paris, tourist of the Balmoral Street Masonic Lodge, 6 euros a week plus half-price matinees?
Highly amusing.
Sorry, I couldn't get up to old Ricky. The festival clashed horribly with my 3 weeks in Mustique, but I heard great things.
In Mustique?
Sadly, Edinburgh fever hasn't reached the soft white sands of the West Indies, but Pixie compiled a clippings file for me. No. Looks like you stormed it.
Storm's putting it a bit strongly, more a light squall.
And now you're back in the bosom of your family.
Well, I'm back. I don't think bosoms feature in the equation.
I can't keep up with your domestic arrangements.
That makes two of us.
All geared up for the life change, Grandpa?
Stuff that for a game of cribbage.
The sound of an old man in denial.
Early, late middle age, and I see myself as a funky rock and roll.